Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and your chief priests handed me over to you. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "Might they keep me from being handed over to the Jews? But as it is, my kingdom is not here." So Pilate said to him, "Then you are a king." Jesus answered, "You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The book of Revelation is a letter. It's a letter written to seven churches in seven cities. And every one of these Christians in these churches has something in common. They're discouraged. They're down and out. Because the evil of the Roman Empire is getting to them. And they're frustrated, and because they're making very or little, no impact whatsoever. So how do you write them? What do you say to them in a letter? How do you encourage them? Give them some energy, to give them some boost, to say to keep going. Don't give up. Give them some enthusiasm. This is what you do. You give them a finish line. You give them a victory day. Yeah, it was snowing, so I got my jacket and shovel one day and went out and I shoveled the driveway and cleaned up the cars. And that night before I went to bed, I poked my head out the window, just slid off the roof. So I got my coat, my shovel, and went back out, and I started to clean it up. As I was getting going, one of the priests poked his head out the door and said, "What are you doing?" Well, I thought it was obvious what I was doing because I was holding a shovel. I said, "Well, I'm shoveling." He said, "I thought you already did that earlier." I says, "I did, but all the snow slid off this church roof." And he says, "Well, how come you're doing it so late at night? Why don't you do it tomorrow?" "Because it's slush. It's going to freeze tonight. It's going to be impossible to clean it up early in the morning." And he said, "Oh." And he went back in the house and shut the door. And he asked me every question, except the question I wanted him to ask, "Do you need a hand?" A year later, it snowed again. I got my coat, shovel, went out to open the door. And to my amazement, somebody had already shoveled. The cars were all cleaned off. The driveway was perfect. I said, "I must find out who did this." So I went around and I was asking the different people in the community. I says, did you do that? Did you go out and shovel the snow and clean up the cars?" I said, "Well, are you crazy? I don't have time for that." I finally found out who did it. It was one of the new seminarians. Many, many years later, he invited me to be the preacher, to give the homily at his first Mass. And take a wild guess what I mentioned at that Mass. That's right. All that secret, all of that time, I revealed it at the day of his ordination, that somebody knew all the time what he did. And I told the people, I said, "This is the kind of guy he is. This is the kind of priest he's going to be. The day we're going to be shown to all the good secrets that we've done are going to be revealed. You know why we need that day? Because Christianity is full of thankless jobs. This is what we are, just thankless jobs. You go to the photocopy machine and it's all full of jammed papers. So you spend 20 minutes of your time and jamming the thing so it works again. Does anybody thank you for it? No, nobody even knows it was jammed up. Nobody except the guy that jammed it up and ran away in the first place. You know, it takes me, 6 months to train for a marathon. 6 months. And so, in fact, somebody the other day asked me, "When are you going to start training for Boston?" I said, 2 weeks ago. And it's hard. You got to get up at 4 in the morning while everybody else is sleeping. You got to go out there in the dark or you're all alone. You're running and you get cold and you get cramps in your legs and your soreness all the time. And never once will I doubt, will I quit. You know why? Because there's a finish line. There's a victory day. There's nothing better than crossing that finish line after a marathon. Oh, it's wonderful. You feel this great feeling. I did it. They give you a medal, a little goodie bag. All the people that ran the race and finished the race with you, you had that commonality with them, that bond that exists, that happens. It's such a wonderful thing. That's what this feast day is today. That's what the readings are all about today. That all the things we do, all the thankless jobs, it's going to be a day of reckoning. It's going to be a day when you're going to say, it was worth it. Every sacrifice you make. And that's what the author of this letter wanted to give these Christians who were discouraged and down and out. Be sure of this. It's going to be worth it.